The opinions expressed in the Continuation Podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hello and welcome back to another installment of the Continuation Podcast. Welcome back to all of my listeners. Thank you for tuning in. In this week's episode, this is episode 11 in total, episode 5, I believe, in this term's installment. I just had a real busy weekend. Everybody color commentating the U Sports Men's Nationals hockey games. It was tons of fun, for sure. But now we're going to do this episode. We're doing it on Monday night, Monday, March 18th. So we're getting this done. This is after the NBA games tonight, but we have a lot to cover this episode. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. So instead of doing our usual NBA week in review, because we're going to be covering my March Madness bracket, we're going to be just briefly talking about the NBA standings. So a quick update here. In the Eastern Conference of the NBA, the number one seed, Boston, and number one in all of the NBA, they have the best record. I believe they're like 55-14. They are officially clinched in the playoffs at the number one seed, expected to play one of those three playing games in the playoffs. We look at the number two seed, the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks. They're expected to face the seven seed as of right now. So that would be the winner of the Pacers and Heat playing game as it stands. Moving on to the 3-6 seed. The three seed is Cleveland Cavaliers. They're expected to play the Philadelphia 76ers, which would be an interesting matchup, especially with Embiid back in the playoffs. And then the number four seed Knicks are expected to play the number five seed Orlando Magic, which should be a great series there. So that's where it stands in the Eastern Conference. Let's move things on over to the Western Conference. The West is very tight-knit right now. No one is clinched quite yet in the playoffs. Still quite a few games to go. We have the Oklahoma City Thunder currently the number one. They jumped in front of the Timberwolves. Still very close. They just got about one game in hand there. Right now, they're expected to play the winner of that 9-10 or 8-9-10 playing game, OKC is. The Wolves, they're expected to play the winner of Dallas and the Suns. Not an easy matchup by any means in the first round for many of those teams. The number three Denver Nuggets, they're expected to play the number six Sacramento Kings. I'd like to think they should handle them pretty easily, but Sacramento's a good team. The number four Clippers, they're expected to play the number five seed New Orleans Pelicans, which should also be a great matchup. Now, I just wanted to highlight the playing contenders in the West. Golden State and the LA Lakers at the 9 and 10 spot are two very good teams that it's going to be tough to see one of them go. I mean, there is a chance that both of them could, or actually, as of right now, that's not a chance. One of them would have to jump into the eighth spot. So Golden State and Lakers, tough playing games and tough opponents for the number one seed OKC and number two seed Timberwolves. Okay, so that's how the NBA stands as of right now. I've been waiting too long. It's time to talk about my bracket. Selection Sunday was this past Sunday, was yesterday. We saw all the conference tournaments that saw a lot of upsets, I would say, this past weekend. So we're going to start out with the men's bracket. These are the first two rounds. These are for games starting on Thursday. I believe it is March 22nd or March 21st. The 21st, that's what it is. These games start on Thursday, March 21st, and we got them all weekend. The first two rounds, it's the best time of year, everybody. So let's talk about it. I'll show you guys my bracket right now. So for the men's bracket, starting in the Eastern Conference, the Eastern side of the bracket, I have the number one UConn Huskies to beat number 16 Stetson. That's pretty self-explanatory. UConn's a great team looking to two-peat for the first time in a long time in the NCAA. I have the number 8 FAU Wolves to beat the number 9 seed that they are facing off against, which should be a pretty interesting game as I could see it. I believe it is FAU's playing Northwestern. That's who it is. I missed that in my notes. FAU's playing the 9 seed Northwestern. FAU was in the Final Four last year. A lot of similar guys. I feel like they can get at least a few rounds here in the tournament again. Moving on, I have the number 5 seed San Diego State to beat the number 12 seed UAB. Pretty self-explanatory. UAB is a good team, but San Diego State went deep last year to the finals, so I could see them going again. Number 4 seed Auburn to win against number 13 Yale. Pretty self-explanatory. Number 6 BYU to beat Duquesne, the number 11 seed. BYU is a great team. I'm pretty sure I got them going two rounds here, so we'll talk about that a bit later. Also in the East, number 3 Illinois to beat number 14 Morehead State. Here's one of my first upsets of the tournament. Number 10 seed Drake to upset number 7 seed Washington State. Drake's a great team. They've had a lot of quality wins this year, and they've had tough competition, so I'd like to see it. Last game in the East, number 2 Iowa State to beat number 15 South Dakota State. So that's it for my Eastern Conference. Let's keep moving on. We got a lot to get through. Sorry if I'm going so fast, but only 25 minutes in the episode, so we got to keep going. Moving on to the Western Conference, the Western side of the bracket. I have the number 1 seed, the second number 1 seed, North Carolina, to win whatever their matchup is. We don't know who they're playing yet. We have the first 4 games going on today, or sorry, tomorrow. So I'm saying today because I'm recording this pretty late at night. So we'll find out who they play shortly. Moving on to the second game, I have the number 9 seed Michigan State to lose to the number 8 seed Mississippi State. Mississippi State made it to the SEC final in their tournament this past weekend. A little more experience and have some pretty quality wins on the season. So I have them beating Michigan State. Number 12, GCU. I have them to upset St. Mary's. I think it's possible. GCU, I saw them play in person this year. They're a great team. Very athletic on defense, and they got some scores, so I think they could definitely upset the number 5 seed, St. Mary's, which would be very interesting to see. Now, number 4 seed, Alabama, I have them to beat the number 13 seed, Charleston. Pretty self-explanatory. Moving on to an upset here, the number 11, New Mexico, to upset number 6, Clemson. Saw Clemson play in person this year. They actually beat GCU, but they've kind of fallen off, had a tough year, and New Mexico is looking good heading into this tournament. Keep moving forward. I have number 3, Baylor, to clean out number 14, Colgate. Shouldn't be close. Another upset here, number 10, Nevada, to upset number 7, Dayton. Nothing too spectacular, but I feel like it's going to happen. And then this next game, the last game in the West for the first round, I was very skeptical about. Number 2 seed, Arizona, to squeak by number 15 seed, Long Beach State. I really do feel like this could be an upset. There's always a big 2 to 15 seed, 3 to 14 seed upset. Even last year, we saw 1 in 16 seeds. It always happens. I feel like this could be it, but I'm going to pick Arizona. They're a really strong team. I think this game's going to be close, but I feel like it's Caleb Love and the big Arizona squad that's going to pull this one out. Keep moving forward to the South Conference here. The number 1 seed, Houston Cougars, to win against number 16, Longwood. Pretty self-explanatory. Quick upset here. I got the 9 seed, Texas A&M, to beat the number 8 seed, Nebraska. Keep moving. I got the number 12 seed, JMU, to upset the number 5 seed, Wisconsin. Now, this has been buzzing around my TikTok. I've heard a lot about JMU. Looked at their records. They're a good team. I really do feel like this can happen. So, number 4 seed, Duke, to beat number 13 seed, Vermont. Number 11 seed, NC State, to upset number 6 seed, Texas Tech. NC State's been a great team. They had a huge showing in their conference tournament. I really feel like they're going to pull out this upset for sure. Number 3, Kentucky. They're a bit high there, but they're going to beat number 14, Oakland. Number 7, Florida, to beat whoever they are matched up with. They've had some good competition this year and really shown well. And then the number 2 seed, Marquette, to beat the number 15, Western Kentucky. Let's move on now to our last conference before we jump into the second round. So, starting with the number 1 seed, Purdue, I have them to beat whoever they are matched up with. Don't have them going far, though. I would have to say we remember, for those of you that remember, they were one of the 1 seeds that got knocked out in the first round last year to FDU, which was a crazy game. FDU ended up going 2 rounds, but Purdue didn't improve too much on the guard play. Obviously got Canadian Zach Edey, who's outstanding, but I think they're not going to go far, especially even though they have such a great team. I know Jay Bilas has them going to win, I think, or no, to lose in the finals to Gonzaga or UConn, which is crazy, but it could happen. The number 9 seed TCU to upset the number 8 seed Utah State. I have the number 12. This is a pretty big upset. Number 12, McNeese State. Oh, I didn't have the upset. I think I'm going to pick the upset. I'm going to change that right on the spot here. Number 12, McNeese State, to upset number 5, Gonzaga. I feel like Gonzaga is really high up. Shouldn't be that highly ranked, especially with all the amount of losses they've had this year in a weak conference. They didn't even win their conference tournament or get to the final, so I have them losing to McNeese State, who's a good team overall. Keep moving forward. Number 13, Samford, to upset number 4, Kansas Jayhawks. This is a shot in the dark, but I really do feel like it could happen. Kansas hasn't been showing too well this year. Some key losses for sure that have caught my eye. So I think they could lose that one for sure. Number 11, Oregon, to upset number 6, South Carolina. South Carolina men's basketball has been doing great this year, but Oregon's on a heater heading into this tournament. I think they could pull it out. Keep moving forward. Number 3 seed Creighton to beat number 14 seed Akron. Pretty self-explanatory. Number 7 Texas to beat whoever they are matched up with. We're going to find out today after the first 4 games. Or sorry, tomorrow. And then finally the last game of the first round. Number 2 seed Tennessee to beat St. Peter's, the 15 seed. Okay, let's keep jumping forward because we still got to cover the women's. Let's move on to the second round here. I have UConn punching their ticket to the Sweet 16 by beating number 8 seed FAU in the second round of the tournament. This is in the Eastern Conference, by the way. I had the number 4 seed Auburn punching their ticket to the Sweet 16 by beating San Diego State. I have the number 6 seed BYU to upset the number 3 seed Illinois. Now, this is a bit of a shot in the dark. I know BYU's got some gunners. Illinois is a very strong team. They got some big dudes in the middle, but I feel like it could happen. And there's always upsets. It's tough to predict them, but you can't just pick the favorites the whole time. And then final last game in the East, second round, number 2 Iowa State to beat the 10 seed Drake. Okay, moving on to the West. I have North Carolina, the 1 seed, to beat the 8 seed Mississippi State. And then I have the GCU to beat the number 4 seed Alabama. Alabama 4 seed seems a bit fraudulent to me. Watch them play. They definitely got some good players, but I do not think they're a 4 seed, and I can't see them going 2 rounds. Moving on to the 3 seed Baylor to beat the 11 seed New Mexico. And finally, the number 2 Arizona to beat the number 10 Nevada. Excuse me. Moving on to the South Conference, the South second round, I have the number 9 seed Texas A&M to punch their ticket by beating the fraudulent Houston number 1 seed. This is huge for my bracket. Houston had a terrible conference tournament. They got a similar team to who they had last year, with the exception of Marcus Sasser, who's in the NBA now, and a few other guys, but I could see Texas A&M getting this upset for sure. The 12 JMU to upset the number 4 Duke Blue Devils. The South Conference is my upsets. This is, again, shot in the dark. Duke's a good team, but JMU is also a great team. I could really see it happening. Moving on, number 3 seed Kentucky to beat the number 11 NC State. And finally, the number 2 Marquette to beat the number 7 Florida Gators. We go on to the final matches in the second round here. In the Midwest, I got Purdue punching their ticket by beating the number 9 seed TCU. We'll talk next week about them in the Sweet 16, but I don't think I have them winning at all in the Sweet 16. Moving on to the number 5 seed Gonzaga beating the number 13 Samford. It was McNeese State that I picked. I got McNeese State, my upset, to beat the number 13 Samford. So McNeese State moving on. I got the 3 seed Creighton to be upset by the number 11 Oregon Ducks. Big shot in the dark here again. Got to be upsets. You got to see them. So that's what I'm going to pick. And then last game in the second round, number 7 Texas to fall short to their rival, number 2 Tennessee. Okay, so that's going to be it for the men's bracket. Let's jump on and race through the women's bracket here. We're running out of time. Still got to get through our dunk and flunk section and still got to get to the big bets. So let's fire them off. Try to pay attention if you can. In the regional number 1 round, I got this is for the women's side of things, by the way, the women's NCAA bracket. I have the South Carolina Gamecocks, number 1 undefeated seed, to beat whoever they match up against, still to come. Then I got the number 8 seed North Carolina moving on against number 8 Michigan State. Then I got Oklahoma beating FGCU. Again, not many upsets in the women's round, but I do pick the odd few. So we got Oklahoma to beat FGCU. I'm going to have Indiana beating Fairfield. Moving on to number 6 Nebraska beating Texas A&M. Number 3 Oregon State beating Washington. Here's one of my upsets. I got Marquette beating Ole Miss, a 10 seed versus 7 seed in the first round. And then we got the last one in the regional first round, number 2 Notre Dame beating number 15 Kent State. Okay, moving on to the regional. Oh, pardon me. That was the regional 4, I believe. Or regional 1, I think. I'm getting a bit confused. Yeah, that was the regional. Looks like the 4. I'm sorry, I'm just doing this on my ESPN app as we speak. So now I have, moving on to the regional 4, we'll call it. I got the number 1 seed Texas moving on. I got the number 8 seed Alabama moving on. I got the number 5 seed Utah moving on against Dakota State. I got Gonzaga moving on, the women's Gonzaga team, very good. I got the Tennessee Volunteers beating Green Bay moving on. I got NC State moving on. Their women's team is quite exceptional this year as well. I've seen a lot of highlights of them. I got Iowa State moving on. Not really many upsets here in this regional four conference. Okay, moving on to the regional two, including the number one seed, also number one seed, and fellow favorite Iowa. It's Iowa and South Carolina that are favorites in this one. I got Iowa moving on against whoever they play against. I got Princeton upsetting West Virginia, the Ivy League school. I feel like they can get it done, especially against a good program in general in West Virginia. I got the number five seed, Colorado. Buffalo's moving on against Drake. I got Kansas State moving on. I got Louisville moving on against MTSU. Sorry, guys, I'm a little bit sick. Sorry if that sounds terrible. I apologize. I got LSU beating Rice, the 3 versus the 14 seed moving on. I got Creighton moving on against UNLV. I got UCLA moving on against CA Baptist. And then finally, moving on to the regional 3 round, I got the USC moving on. They're an exceptional team, but I think I'm going to have them go in Final Four for sure. The other number one seed. I got Michigan upsetting Kansas, the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. I got Baylor moving on. I got Virginia Tech moving on. Great program there. Syracuse moving on. UConn moving on. I got Richmond, or we'll have Duke moving on. Change that last second. And then Ohio State, the 2 seed, an exceptional seed there. So that's it for the first round. Let's jump into the second round of the women's bracket. Obviously, South Carolina, North Carolina, a little bit of a rivalry, but it's not going to be close. South Carolina punching their ticket to the Sweet 16. Then Oklahoma versus Indiana, tight-knit match, but I got Oklahoma upsetting Indiana and moving on to the Sweet 16 to face South Carolina. Keep going here, Nebraska against Oregon State. I got the 3-seed Oregon State moving on to face the 2-seed Notre Dame Irish, the Fighting Irish, in the in the Sweet 16. So that's it for the Regional 1. Let's move on to the Regional 4. I got Texas beating Alabama. I got Gonzaga beating Utah, the 4-seed versus the 5-seed. I got NC State moving on, beating the Tennessee Volunteers. And then I got Stanford moving on, beating Iowa State. Moving on to the Regional 2, of course, I got Iowa. Clayton Clark is going to torch Princeton. They're moving on. We got Kansas State. I'm going to have Colorado here, a little upset, to beat Kansas State. Then we got LSU, Louisville, huge matchup. Haley Van Lin to face off her former team. I think LSU is going to come out on top. They're a strong team. Moving on, I got UCLA to beat Creighton to go ahead and face LSU in the Sweet 16. Let's keep moving on to the Sweet 16 in the Regional 3. I got USC, University of Southern California, to beat Michigan. I got Virginia Tech to beat Baylor. I got UConn to beat Syracuse. Shout out to Leah Edwards. She's unreal. They're going to go pretty far. And then I got Ohio State to beat Duke. So those are my picks for the men and women's first round. A whole lot going on. It's going to be a great tournament. I'm super excited for this weekend. I hope some of my picks are right. There's a good chance they're not. There's always crazy upsets, even ones that I might have tried to predict. Probably won't happen, but we'll see. We'll enjoy the basketball. So that's going to do it for our weekend review and our men and women's bracket segment. Let's move on to the dunk and flunk. Okay, let's keep things continuing on. No pun intended. I'm pretty sure I said that last episode, but let's keep things continuing on the Continuation Podcast here. Moving on to our dunk and flunk segment. One of the dunks I'm picking was a physical dunk by Anthony Edwards literally tonight. Okay, I had something in mind. I wanted to give a shout out. I was going to shout out Kyrie Irving's left-handed game-winning floater against the Denver Nuggets on Sunday night. It was over 7-footer Jokic. It was probably the most ridiculous game-winning shot I've seen in a long time, for the point that it wasn't a shot. It was a left-handed floater from like the high school three-point line. It was ridiculous. But that's one I want to shout out. But for today's flunk, it's going to be Anthony Edwards' crazy posterizer that actually dislocated his finger over John Collins last night. It was probably the dunk of the year. I'd imagine it would be awarded that. Anthony Edwards has had quite a few posters in his career. One being that I can remember against Yuta Watanabe when he was on the Raptors. That was also vicious. But I feel like Anthony Edwards posterizing a very big and athletic John Collins is huge. And I think it could be dunk of the year for sure. So that's going to be our dunk of today. Moving on to the flunk of the week. It's got to be March Madness snubs. Not that many snubs on the women's side of things. Everyone who was expected to get in got in, I'd say, with the exception of Arizona. I think Arizona kind of got snubbed. They're a good team. They beat some good teams this year, but they just had too many losses to get in. So it's hard to classify that as a snub. But for me, on the men's side of things, I'm going to talk about Indiana State with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's his nickname, Robbie Avila. They were an outstanding team. I think they even went to the finals of their conference tournament and were snubbed, didn't even get in the first four matchup, which sucks. And then one team that did get in the first four matchup, but definitely deserved to have their spot already in the March Madness tournament, was Boise State. You know, they had 6 quad one wins, a positive record against quality teams, against AP top 25 teams, and were top 30 in the net rankings and just got snubbed completely, which is really shocking to see. I really hope they win their first four games and get a good matchup in the tournament, in the big dance, because they deserve it. But those are snubs that I can't really understand. I know there's a committee that picks, and people are always going to get snubbed every year, but these ones I really wanted to highlight because I thought they were pretty bad on the NCAA's part. Okay, so that's going to do it for the Dunk and Flunk segment. Okay, finally, coming to a close of this fast-paced episode. I'm so sorry. I feel like it was kind of rushing through stuff, but I had to get all this information in. The first rounds of the NCAA are so... First and second rounds are so much to cover, so many teams, so many possible upsets that I have to explain myself for. So... now, without further ado, let's get to our betting segment. So, as the current record stands, we are now 5 wins and 5 losses. For those of you that tuned into last week's episode, we were 2-3. Now, based on this last week of games, we won 3 and lost 2. So, we're back to 5-5, back to a 500 record. And let's get it to positive this week. How about it? We'll see what happens based on the picks we chose in a few episodes back, but let's see how it is. So today we're going to be picking for the week of Monday, April 1st. So let's keep it moving. So for Monday, April 1st, I have the Phoenix Suns to beat the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans. I'd assume this would be pretty close in odds. If the Suns are favored, I would definitely take the spread. I don't see them losing this game. Both teams are very similar. Some decent bigs, some great scores, and not a whole lot of defense. So I think the Suns could come out on top here. Moving on to Tuesday, April 2nd, I have the Miami Heat to beat the New York Knicks in New York. In Miami, rather. This will definitely be... I'd like to think the Knicks would be favored, but if the Heat are, again, take the spread, it's going to be very close. I'm trying to get you guys a little bit of extra cash, a little bit of parlay boosters, so I think the Heat could pull this game out, especially in an exciting Madison Square Garden environment. Moving on to Wednesday, April 3rd, I have the the Washington Wizards to beat the Lakers in Washington. This is a bit of a shot in the dark. The odds will be definitely good here. But I think ex-Laker players, Kyle Kuzma, is going to pop off, and I can see Jordan Poole wanting to make a statement against one of the top teams in the Lakers. And the Lakers are going to need these games if they want to hold their play-in position and also try to get into that 7 or 8 seed to give themselves an extra chance of making the playoffs. But I think the Wizards are going to win this one and upset them. Moving on to Thursday, April 4th, I got the Denver Nuggets to cover the spread against the LA Clippers in LA. They'll probably be favored by, I would imagine, about 5 or so points if everybody's healthy. So I'd take the spread there. LA's been struggling a little bit, but they're still a good team. But Nuggets are just so complete and all around a sound team offensively and defensively. So I think they'll win this game by quite a bit. And finally, the last pick, Friday, April 5th, the Houston Rockets to beat the Heat in Houston. Houston is decent at home, definitely not a good team, but a lot of young talent, and I think they could disrupt the Heat and catch them by surprise here, especially at home. Okay, so that's going to do it for this episode of the Continuation Podcast, episode 11. It's been a great season so far. Thank you all for tuning in. I understand this episode was very fast and quick, and I apologize if you have to go back in time or go back in the episode to actually hear my picks, as I was rushing and I am kind of sick still. So I really appreciate everybody tuning in. Enjoy the March Madness weekend, both the men and women's. It's going to be amazing. Hopefully a lot of upsets and hopefully a lot of buzzer beater winners to see. So thank you everybody for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And as always, keep on hooping.